going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Bunch of Hoopla. Sadly, I do have to start this with a sad note that I don't want to talk about, but it's only right. As I'm sure by now that you've all heard the news, if you haven't, that Black Panther actor also portrayed James Brown in Get On Up, Jackie Robinson in 42, he was Floyd Little in The Express, and, you know, he was also Marshall Thurgood, you know, Chadwick Boseman, has passed away due to colon cancer at the age of 43. Now, as I'm sure pretty much everyone kind of expected, that no one knew, I'm sure, besides, like, his close-knit friends and family or his inner circle, knew that he had colon cancer, but this sucks because 2020 is not a good year. It's, like, it just sucks because, like, from reports and from what his family, the statement they put out on his Twitter, I'll read it really fast. Let me just get it real quick. It says, Chadwick was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2016 and battled it with these last 4 years as it progressed to stage 4. A true fighter, Chadwick persevered through it all and brought you many of the films you have come to love, from Marshall, Thurgood Marshall. I said Marshall Thurgood. I'm stupid. Please ignore me. From Marshall to The Five Bloods, August Wilson's Marini's Black Bottom, and several more, all were filmed during and between countless surgeries and chemotherapy, which is, like, I give credit because that is fucking insane that he did so many movies during a four-year period while going through surgeries, chemotherapy, just, I'm sure, an immense pain just dealing with fucking colon cancer. And, of course, doing Black Panther as T'Challa, which he killed it. And I know this is a sports podcast, but if you haven't seen Black Panther, please do yourself the favor and watch it. It's a phenomenal movie, okay? It's so fucking good of a movie. I have like 5 to 6 different Black Panther shirts because I love that movie so much. It's so good. He was a great actor. You know, he was always, he was like one of the good guys. Especially because Hollywood, you always hear about an actor doing this or doing that to co-stars or different people on set. But Chadwick Boseman was always the guy you heard positive things about. You know, he's, you know, using his moment when he received awards to, you know, give it to people who are going through things and, you know, persevering. You know, he's donating his time, his money, you know, making his, you know, he's using his platform to talk about issues going on. It's like, he was one of the good ones, and we fucking lost him. It just sucks. Because, like, of course, like, I know it's easy to say, like, oh, 2020, it's like, blame that, but it's like, this guy's been dealing with this under wraps for 4 years. So it sucks that it got worse and progressed to a point where it took his life. But, you know, I give him credit for still, you know, following his dreams and just making it work somehow. Because I can't imagine what that must be like, going through all that, going through all these movies and how physically demanding it is. And, you know, you're trying to balance it all. And it's like, I give him credit. Getting a little choked up here, I'm sorry. But, you know, rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. My thoughts, best wishes, condolences go to the Boseman family, his friends, his inner circle, whoever he has around him. You know, whether it's in, like, assistants or managers or whoever was a part of his life, my best goes out to you. Because I'm sure this is a tough time for everybody. Fuck, this just sucks. But, you know, a lot of people loved him, and he was, you know, he was a great person. You know, he's always smiling. And I know toward the end, a lot of people were kind of giving him shit because there was, you know, him in, like, live streams and doing things where he doesn't look super great. But that's, of course, due to the colon cancer, from now we all realize. So people going online and, you know, judging him, giving him shit, it's like, y'all look worse than you already did by saying some shit. But it's fucked up. I just want 2020 to end already. I really do, because this year is just, we lost the Black Mamba and Kobe Bryant. We lost the Black Panther and Chadwick Boseman. We've lost so many more people this year. It's unprecedented, and it's like, I don't know what else to say. On to other things, onto another sad note, defensive tackle for Ohio State football, Haskell Garrett, was shot yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yesterday morning. So, according to BuckeyeExtra.com, or the Columbus Dispatch, however they, I don't really know how it works in Ohio, but it says here, Ohio State defensive lineman Haskell Garrett was hospitalized after suffering a gunshot wound to his face in the University District early Sunday morning, authorities said. Columbus police responded to reports of a shooting in the 400 block of Chittenden Avenue about 12:30 a.m. Garrett, 22, was found in an apartment with a gunshot wound through both cheeks, police said. Blood and a gun shell were seen in the street, and a trail of blood led to the apartment, which is located about half a mile from the scene. He was taken to the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center in stable condition. Information concerning a possible suspect and motive was not included in the media release. But from reports that I've read over the last few hours, it says he's in stable condition. He's going to be better. He's going to be released somewhat soonish. You know, so, hey, I'm happy he's good. Sucks that he had to get fucking shot in the face, because I can't imagine, that must have been terrifying. But I'm just happy he's going to be okay in the end. That's most important, because the last thing you need is his kid to, like, die or get, like, a lasting injury because of this shit. So I'm sure the recovery process is going to be interesting. I mean, I know a lot of players are kind of opting out this season because of COVID, and players can play, but it's not counting toward their eligibility. So they're basically, I'd imagine players are doing it for, you know, just getting their tape up and getting looks their way for the draft coming up next year. But sucks, because this guy's a senior. He was projected to be the starter defensive tackle for Ohio State this coming season. So I wish him the best, you know, him and his family the best. Like he said, from all reports I've seen, that he's supposed to be recovering soon, and hope, you know, it's going to be okay for him, it says. So I love to hear that. That's great. My best goes out to him. You know, hopefully he gets a speedy recovery. And fuck, dude, that sucks. Like, Jesus Christ. But on to something that's not as sad and depressing is the NBA playoffs. Unless you're a fan of certain teams. So, I don't know where I updated it last week, but as of right now, the Milwaukee Bucks have moved on. They beat the Magic 4-1. Currently, the Houston Rockets lead the series 3-2 against the Thunder. The Lakers won their series against the Trailblazers 4-1. The Lakers won their series against the Mavericks 4-2. And now the series is tied between the Nuggets and Jazz 3-3. So that's going to be interesting. Game 1 of the semifinals between Celtics and Raptors going. Celtics won game one. Good luck to them. Now, I would love to see the Thunder beat the Rockets, because, like I said in, I think, the previous one, Chris Paul got traded. Nobody thought they were going to do shit. They thought, all right, he's going to go to the Thunder, do whatever, probably leave, get traded again, try to ask to be traded or something, and they just suck, and then whatever. And then he leaves and whatever. But they're in the playoffs, and they're very close to fucking beating the Rockets. And if they do, oh, I'm sure it's going to be sweet fucking vengeance for Chris Paul. He's like, huh, so you guys thought you could fuck me over. So, how does it look now that I just fucked you over? You know, you guys traded for Russell Westbrook, thinking that he's going to lead you guys to the promised land. Traded me, and we beat you. So James Harden, fuck you. I'm saying that as Chris Paul, not as me. I have no issue with James Harden. But I'm curious to see how that goes. You know, now we're going to see today, or well, today when this comes out, The Heat versus Bucks in game one. Very excited for that. I don't know how that's going to go. I'm very curious, to be honest. So, if I had to say, I'd say Bucks in seven. I think it's going to be... I just think Giannis is going to just... Hopefully he performs well. You know, hopefully he sticks to what he's been doing. Jimmy Butler's been playing well, though. The Heat's team's been playing really well. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes. Still want Toronto to beat the Celtics. Just because I don't like Boston sports. And two, I just want to see the Raptors go back-to-back. Like I've said many of times, would love to see that. That would be nice to see. But we already know how I feel about that. But if you don't know, I'll say it real fast. So, of course, Kawhi wins a championship with them. Everyone gives credit to Kawhi for the most part. But now he's gone. Still made the playoffs. Still doing really well. And think about how sick that's going to be if they went back-to-back. One with Kawhi, one without Kawhi. And they're like... I mean, as long as they keep that team together, they can make some noise. But it seems like Fred Van Fleet will be leaving after this season because a lot of teams are interested and going to push heavy to get him. Which I just hope he's not one of those players that, like, he's good at one team but the next team because he got, like, a sick contract that, like, it's not going to just, you know, just fucking tank. Because that's always sad to see. But... I mean, I guess we'll have to wait to see what happens with that. What else? I have something here that I did not say. Give me 1 second. I mean, I'm not really surprised the Mavs lost. I mean, it was kind of coming. I mean, especially because the way the Clippers were beating the Mavericks, it's like, you guys are just getting your ass beat left and right fucking constantly. It's like, get it together, guys. Damn. I mean, yes, the Mavericks did pull out a close one for game four, made the series tied. That's great. You know, they lost by 8 in game three. That's cool. You know, it's close, but it's great. Then they lost by 13, and we pulled the other one. Then they lost by 8, so it's like they're all right, but then they fucking got this last game. Not the last game, the second to last game, game five. They lost 154 to 111. How do you lose by 43 points in the playoffs? Playoffs? Sorry. Every time I hear playoffs, I have to. I'm legally contractually obligated to do that. I'm not. I'm just saying things. But for the Nugget Jazz, I kind of want to see the Nuggets. Because one, I'm a fan of actual Nuggets. And two, I just know they were close last year. They had a really good year last year, the Nuggets. And they were so close to making it to the end. But then they fucking dropped the ball. But now it's their time to come back. Jokic has lost mad weight. He's skinny now. He's more athletic. They've been playing well. I mean, Jamal Murray, of course, has been fucking balling out. Like, even today. The game just ended a few minutes ago. Jokic had 22 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds. Jamal Murray, 50 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 43 minutes. He dropped a 50 bomb on him. Come on, guys. Also, Nuggets, if you're listening, because I know you care what random fans have to say about basketball, play Bol Bol. He didn't get any minutes this whole game. I know you guys won. I'm aware. But if you want to dominate, play Bol Bol, okay? That's all I'm asking. Play him more, please. I want to see him get 20, 25 minutes a game. I feel like that's fair. Like, let's see game five. Where was he at? How many minutes did he get? That's right, fucking 0. Because they're disrespectful. If you want to win, put Bol Bol in the fucking game. All right? That's all I'm saying. He didn't play game four either. The fuck? Where is he at? He played well. He's been playing well. Yeah, game three? Where is he? Where's Bol Bol? He played 9 minutes. Had 11 points. 2 rebounds. Play Bol Bol. I'm telling you. Give Bol Bol the ball. Bol Bol. Bol Bol. Give him the ball. Give him the Bol Bol. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm freaking out. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if once Bobo's contract's up, leaves, goes to another team, they give him a starting role at center, and he fucking dominates. Because Bobo is a baller. He was entertaining in college. He played really well. I mean, I believe he was also injured in college, so that kind of, you know, made his draft stock go down, albeit, if I'm correct. He was good in high school. He was really good in high school. But also, he's my new Bulls son, for all you older basketball fans here, if you didn't know that. But I'm sure you did. So come on, play Bobo, please. I mean, it's just frustrating. Nonetheless, on to more negative news for a second. What the fuck, Dan Snyder? Once again, is out here just doing the most fuckery. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, this is from the Washington Post, all right? In the Beauties of the Beach, the official video chronicling the making of the Washington NFL team's 2008 cheerleader swimsuit calendar, the women frolic in the sand, rave about their custom bikinis, and appraise a photographer for putting them at ease in settings, or sometimes only strategically placed prop or tightly framed shots shielded otherwise bare breast. What the cheerleaders didn't know was that the other video, intended strictly for private use, would be produced using footage from that same shoot. Set to classic rock, the 10-minute unofficial video featured moments when nipples were inadvertently exposed as the women shifted positions or adjusted props. The lewd outtakes were what Larry Michael, then the team's lead broadcaster, and his senior vice president referred to as the good bits, or the good parts, according to Brad Baker, a former member of Michael's staff. Baker said in an interview that he was present when Michael told staffers to make the video for team owner Daniel Douchebag Snyder. Now, of course, he didn't comment on the fucking article. They were quiet. Not a fucking shock. But this is very on brand for fucking Dan Snyder. And also, Washington Post, they obtained a copy of the 2008 video. So it's real. So I know people are like, oh, well, do they have the video? No, they fucking have it. And also, a former broadcasting producer for the team told the Post that Michael ordered the 2000 video be burned to a DVD titled For Executive Meeting. The former producer did not recall Michael mentioning Snyder. Both former employees spoke on the condition of anonymity because they feared retaliation. Michael denied knowledge of any such videos. Yeah, no shit. Because why would you? But apparently, 25 women, 25 women came out and discussed sexual harassment while working for the team. You know, they described male bosses, colleagues, and players commenting on their bodies and clothing, incorporating sexual innuendos into workplace conversation, and making unwanted advances in person or via emails, text messages, and social media. Many said they were motivated to speak out because they were angered by Snyder's comments after the Post report last month that detailed allegations from 17 other women, which they read as an attempt to distance himself from the workplace culture described. Now, my math is correct. 25 plus 17 is 42. Which, 42 women have come out and said, hey, we've been sexually harassed, verbally, and probably physically, by members of the Washington football team's staff, players, front office, so on and so forth. People who are just friends with the fucking guys on the front office. Dan Snyder, anybody else who is a part of this with Dan Snyder and his boys that were, you know, a part of this little fucking group that got this shitty fucking video. I just want to say to you specifically, I'm gonna get close to the camera so you can really feel what I'm trying to say. Eat a bag of the dirtiest dicks humanly possible. The fact that this man still owns the team is impressive. I mean, unless Roger Goodell forces his hand and he's like, yo, you gotta sell this fucking team. You're causing weight. But I feel like they're only gonna do it because they're causing problems for the NFL, not because he's an asshole piece of shit. Which, if you're wondering, well, John, how do you know these women aren't lying? We're not doing that. If you're one of those people, we're not fucking doing that. And also, the only reason the name of this team is being changed is because the money for this team was being affected. Sponsors were like, hey, just so you know, we're not giving you any more money unless you change the team name. And he's like, well, there's millions of dollars being lost here, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to lose these millions. Because in 2013, if you aren't aware, he did an interview where he said he will never, ever change the name of this team, no matter what. But yet here we are, 2020, forced to change the name because his pockets were being affected. And now he's being accused of sexual harassment by 47 women. So the only way to really fuck with him to get, you know, the team to sell a team, for him to sell a team, is to not support the team. Don't buy fucking merch. Don't go to the games. Don't watch the games. Just fucking act like they don't exist. That's the easiest way to do it. Because like I said, like a week before they announced they were changing the team name, the only way when it comes to shit like this, when it comes to, especially in sports, to make it effective is to affect their pockets. Because if you're doing anything else, you're trying to go to the stadium and protest, they don't give a fuck. Because one, the headquarters isn't even near there, most likely. So they're like, we don't really care. But two, the money is where they're like, okay, all right, we're gonna do that. All right, can you stop fucking with our paychecks, please? Because it's kind of pissing us off. We need to get paid. As I'm sure as a millionaire, billionaire, whatever the fuck Dan Snyder is, he's probably a big fan of money. And now if his pockets are being affected, he's like, all right, I guess I'll change. No, because this isn't like Donald Sterling where he's calling his fucking player slaves and saying the N-word a bunch and shit. And literally being like, yo, you can't fucking on this team anymore and you're banned for life. And it feels like, well, you know, but like, God, can you sell the team, please? It's like, no, you're a piece of shit, Dan Snyder. That's what this is. More and more evidence keeps coming out, and it's been coming out for a while, whether or not people want to address it or not. Dan Snyder has been known to be a piece of shit for years. That's just a fact. There's plenty of articles and people coming out and statements from people describing what's been going on in Washington as fucking not good at all. He's a bad fucking owner, and I'm sure a few other owners in this league are like that too. I'm not going to name them because nothing's been... I have to do enough research on the other ones because I've done a lot on Dan Snyder. Piece of shit. But will he sell the team? Will the NFL force him to sell the team? Probably not. I mean, they could probably say some shit like, oh, you're banned from going to games or whatever. Oh, excuse me. Because I'm tired of his shit. That's why I did that. I don't know. That wasn't planned. I'm sorry. But they're probably going to let him go, probably fine him or some shit and do something stupid or simple. And it's like, that's not effective. That's not effective at all, guys. Like, what are you doing? That doesn't, no. And plus, all the people who own, like, the other, like, 49% of the team are like, we want out. We can't, we fucking hate, we don't want to do this anymore. So, anyone want to go, let's start a GoFundMe. Let's buy the Washington football team, name it a good name, help them get to victory, call it a day. How about this? Why don't we call it the Washington Fuck Dan Snyder team? I like that a lot. Big fan of that name. I mean, that's probably not going to be the name, but... I mean, yeah, once again, Dan Snyder is a scumbag, but are we really surprised? Probably not. Last thing I want to get into today. I briefly did like a... Well, 9-10 minute video on my YouTube channel, which you can go to at someinternetshow.com, which if you're watching this, it'll be in the link in the description, but if you're listening to this, I'm pointing to my ear if you're listening, it will be linked in the description of the podcast as well. Basically, I brought up the whole point of are sports or is sports getting too political? Because since George Floyd's killing, sorry, since his murder, because he was killed, but you get what I'm saying. A lot of sports athletes have been speaking up about police brutality and, you know, what's been going on and their, you know, their opinions toward it and how they want change, which a lot of people are doing right now, but also it's created the conversation of, you know, have sports now become too political? Because now, more than ever, like I said, athletes are coming out and speaking up against all these things, and that they've been postponing games, they've moved games, you know, players are silently protesting, you know, they're wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts, or they're wearing, like, I Can't Breathe t-shirts, or, you know, wearing, like, you know, clothing that shows their support of what's been going on for the Black Lives Matter movement. And basically my whole point was, I don't think it has been too political because this isn't like a new thing. I mean, yes, to the level of where it's at is new, but the big thing I said last in the video was, they're still human beings. They still have their own opinions, whether or not they're an athlete. Like, after their practices, after their workouts, after the games, they go home to a family, to their friends, to whoever. Even if they have nobody, they still go home. So, like the rest of us, we can go on Twitter, we can go on Facebook, we can go on fucking Snapchat, MySpace, Friendster, whatever, and discuss our opinions, and we can argue back and forth. They're also more than allowed to talk about their opinions, because also, they have the platform to talk about it. And yes, the conversation of, well, you know, they're allowed to talk about it and not get flack, but people on the right can't talk about it and they get flack. It's like, I'm all for, you know, freedom of speech. So I'm all for, if you want to say, you talk, say how you feel. I'm not going to tell you you can't say that or whatever, because again, I'm not you. I can't force you to say things that you, whether you want to say or not, I can't do that. I don't have that kind of power. But just don't be an asshole. And that's the problem, because a lot of people don't want to have a legitimate conversation about these things. So that's where we ended up in this country so far with everything going on. But I'm in support of what the athletes are doing. I get it. And I know people saying postponing games doesn't do anything, but it's creating a conversation. And that enough is more than what we're used to. And it's working. Because if you're talking about it, then it's already doing its part in creating what they wanted to do. Is, you know, to talk about it, you know, to give attention to what's been going on. So they've been successful. Whether you agree with that or you see it or not, that's just what that is. And it's going to be like that for a while, because the NFL, when they start, they're going to do, you know, I'm not exactly sure what they're doing, but I know they're doing things week one in, you know, favor of the Black Lives Matter movement. I know the women's NBA, or the WNBA, excuse me, you know, have been very vocal about their feelings about what's been going on. The NBA has also been very vocal. Major League Baseball has been kind of vocal, but not, like, super a lot. I don't know about Major League Soccer. I know, like, certain individual soccer players or football players, depending on your location, have spoken out about things, but it's not been, like, from my research, like, super universal. So even, like, NASCAR drivers have come up, or, you know, tennis players. People in just different sports have gotten more and more comfortable with speaking up, which is great. You know, I'm all for speaking how you feel. Like I said, freedom of speech. You know, and if you want to support Trump, honestly, I don't agree with it, but you have the right to do that. I'm not going to fucking sit here and say you can't. Because you have your opinions, I have mine. But I feel, it's just like, this is, it's just, I don't know. This just feels like it's not that hard to figure out. That's like, people are dying because of the color of their skin by people in a certain position, job-wise, who are abusing their power. And it's like, why are we not getting that? The government does it constantly. They abuse their power on a regular fucking basis to do whatever they want. But, you know, at a certain point, it's kind of like, you go and keep saying the same thing so many times, and if people aren't getting it, they're not going to get it. I don't know, I'm not saying to stop the conversation, but stop it with certain people, because you're just wasting your time at that point. So there's certain people I just don't talk about politics with. So I know it's just not it's not worth it. It's just not, you know, it's a waste of time. Because they're going to feel how they feel regardless, but... You know, that's... I mean, that... I don't know. It's a tough thing right now, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen when the NFL comes back, and if it even lasts long, because... Seems like more and more players are testing positive, which is, come on. Like, I know the whole NFL listens to this. I know. I've been in your DMs, like, not to hook up with you guys, but talk. It's not true. I've not spoken to any single NFL player, but shut your mouth. Guys, social distance, wear a mask, hand sanitize, wash your hands, be clean, don't be an asshole, do what's right, don't get COVID. Don't get COVID, all right? Look at all these spear fingers, because they're saying don't get COVID like 800 times. Don't get fucking COVID. Don't spread it. Don't get it. Be safe. Don't be dumb, all right? This is like the 8,000,000th time I've said this on this podcast. Just be smart, please. Please, please. Even you who isn't an athlete listening to this, I just dropped my phone. But it's late. We're too deep into this. We're good now. Don't be stupid, please. There you go. See that smile? Because that was a smile of desperation. But nonetheless, that's all I have today. That's all I have for the time today. That's all I have for you today. I don't know what I'm saying. I feel like my brain is shutting down. But that's all I have the time for. That's I'm not cutting any of this out. Because like a real conversation, you slip up sometimes with words. But the whole point of me saying this was, I thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's podcast. Let me know your thoughts on my social medias at Talking Hoopla for the podcast. I'd appreciate it. If there's anything you want me to talk about, like recommendations of things maybe you want me to explore on or talk in depth about or things maybe I've missed or got incorrect, please feel free to let me know. I'm all for being honest and making better decisions and, you know, better choices. I love it. I like being better. If you want to listen to the podcast, you're like, on YouTube, you're like, where can I listen to it if I don't want to listen on YouTube? Well, it's a good thing you asked, because it's on Spotify, it's on Google Podcasts, it's on Apple Podcasts, it's on Stitcher, it's on YouTube, it's on Anchor, and it's on any possible podcast app where podcasts are available. So, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it. I will have a guest for next week's podcast, if everything goes well this week, which I believe it should. It's a buddy of mine. It's going to be an interesting conversation for sure. I'm not sure how it's going to go. A little worried, but like a good scared worried. That doesn't make any sense, but you'll get it once the episode comes out. So, thank you. Everything, if you need, you know, whatever, will be in the description down below. And I will see you all next Monday. Thank you. I love you. Like, respectfully, like as friends. Not to be weird. I'm not trying to make it weird. I don't know you like that. You know what? Before I make this more weird, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to hang up the phone. All right. See you guys next time.